Iran's foreign minister says the U.S. must observe the 2015 nuclear deal and halt, quote, economic terrorism against the Islamic Republic if it wants to hold talks.
The United States is engaged in economic war against the Iranian people, and it won't be possible for us to engage with the United States unless they stop imposing a war, engaging in economic terrorism against the Iranian people. We spoke to the United States. We spoke at length with the United States. We reached an agreement, and they need to implement the agreement that we had reached before they expect to have more talks.
Tehran and Washington have been locked in a dispute since last year when the U.S. unilaterally pulled out of the nuclear agreement and reimposed crippling sanctions on Iran. On Monday, President Donald Trump said that he's ready to meet his Iranian counterpart Hassan Rouhani within weeks after a G7 leaders' summit. The idea was proposed by French President Emmanuel Macron, who is hosting the summit, but Rouhani said Washington must first lift sanctions imposed since its withdrawal from the nuclear deal. Geopolitical analyst Peter Koenig joins us now from Malaga. Sir, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts on the recent comments coming from Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif.
Thank you very much for having me. Well, I think Mr. Rouhani is absolutely right asking for the lifting of sanctions as a principle, because Iran has, as we all know, never bypassed or violated the rules of the nuclear deal. The sanctions are groundless punishment by Washington. They are actually, I would call it, economic terrorism. Just because Iran wants and should remain a sovereign country, not bowing to Washington. So they have to be punished. And because Washington wants to control the whole Middle East area. And, of course, Iran is a hindering block for that. However, let's try to be realistic. The U.S., especially under Trump, besides Trump, we also know is dancing to the tunes of Netanyahu, will not just lift the sanctions. It would, in my opinion, be maybe more constructive if Mr. Rouhani would ask for the lifting of the most hurting sanctions. For example, the ban on importing crucial medication and medical equipment, vital goods, and so on. As a first step, and see how Trump reacts. We know the U.S. will not change behavior, especially under Trump, as long as they will feel they are an exceptional nation and the undisturbed empire. Never mind that the empire is, as we also know, rapidly declining. As long as they have a stranglehold, and I would say literally a stranglehold on the Western monetary system, that will not change. That's why I keep suggesting that Iran gradually, but firmly and never faster and ever faster, detach from the Western economy and financial system, from Western banks, the use of dollars and euros, and shift to the East, becoming as fast as possible a Shanghai Cooperation Organization member. I know it's in the mills and it will happen probably very soon. But that, I think, is very important. And then start trading in yuan, Chinese yuan. As for example, maybe you do that anyway already for certain goods. But Venezuela has started doing that and has been able to, not fully, of course, we know that, but to attach to some extent from Western currencies. And yes, Mr. Macron initiated the talks with Mr. Trump, but I don't know how to say this, actually, but I think Macron is really not trustworthy. He does what he thinks can serve himself, not even the French people, but him, his image as King Macron. He wants to be the go-between, be friends with Mr. Putin and Mr. Xi, but also be friends with Trump, whatever serves his megalo image. When something doesn't go his way, doesn't bolster his image, he will probably most likely step back. So better Iran goes her own way in direction east. I think, and I've said that before, in the east, that's where the future is. And I think ever more economists and analysts see that also that way. And again, with as little as possible dealing with the West, Iran would be better off. Of course, right now you cannot cut that off from one day to another, so you have to find a solution. And I think as long as the U.S. in the driver's seat in for the Western world, you have to try to detach as much as possible, and maybe it would be an interim way for Mr. Rouhani to ask to lift for the most hurting sanctions. And who knows, maybe Trump will agree. And if not, then at least Iran has done its best and has tried.
All right, thanks a lot, geopolitical analyst Peter Koenig joining us from Malaga.